Welcome to the RRBF podcast. In Dutch, it's called The Steen. In English, it's called, of course, The Stone. These podcast episodes are made possible by Hollis. We made these episodes during the MIPIM in Cannes at a sunny rooftop bar, and we interviewed a couple of people from the industry about what is going on at MIPIM, what is going on in their business. We talked about, of course, ESG. We had a couple of amazing sessions, so I hope you will enjoy all episodes that we recorded together with Hollis. Enjoy listening. Okay, here we are at the Hollis Rooftop Pavilion in Cannes, of course, during MIPIM. Welcome, Sander Versepert. Channels.
Thank you, Wouter. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you with us. The weather is nice. You look good.
It's amazing. It's for the last couple of days, very nice weather, and the forecast is amazing as well.
Yeah, cool. How was yesterday? Was, of course, the Global ESG Awards. Let's start with that, and then we dive into channels, of course, as well. How was yesterday for you?
Yeah, it was, first of all, amazing to be on stage. It's such a big stage in the Palais de Festival. And afterwards, we got a lot of people that approached us when we had the award in our hands.
Nice.
So it was really, a good idea to carry it during the entire evening because everyone wanted to speak with us.
Yeah. Cool. So what were the reactions?
Well, people first of all ask, like, hey, what are you exactly doing and how does your product impact ESG in the first place? So,
well, that's a good question. If you get those questions, that's good.
Definitely. Yeah. And I think a lot of companies within real estate, they have the feeling we should act upon the ESG topic, but we don't know where to start or we don't know exactly what the next step should be.
Yeah, and then probably if we talk about ESG, people know the most easy step is, of course, the E with electricity and to save on electricity.
Yeah.
But that's completely not what you are doing with Channels. You're more on the S side. Can you tell us a little bit what Channels is about?
Yeah, so first of all, I founded the company together with Aaron Bukkers a bit more than 10 years ago. We're established in Rotterdam. It's a tenant experience platform, what we offer across Europe, mainly for multi-tenant properties, shopping centers, residential buildings, mixed use and offices. And the goal is really to provide a one-stop shop to the tenant with all the info you need to work or live in the building, actually.
Yeah.
And from the ESG perspective, we do tap into the E a little bit. So we
can, for example,
show the energy consumption to the tenants via our platform. In Poland, for example, there is a landlord where the platform is used throughout their portfolio. They also use it.
Oh, they use the platform to just deliver all different kind of data.
Yeah, exactly. So, but they also share all kind of insights about how to dispose your waste if you are a tenant within their shopping center, for example.
Cool.
But to tap into on the S part, the social aspect, I think what we research over the past months is, okay, what is the effect of a community on well-being?
Yes.
And we, for example, surveyed 1,750 residents in three countries. And they also indicate, like, the sense of community helps me to make more friends. I feel less lonely, especially if you are a student or an expat and if you are in a new city. Then it really helps that you can easily interact with your neighbors, for example, and with property management and the landlord as well.
Cool. How do you see real estate adapting this? Because for them, it's a big question.
Yeah. You mean the ESG?
Well, this to build communities and to do something with it. Because if we look into real estate, I always say it's about location, 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 but it's also about money, money, money. And if we don't spend money, we have more on the bank account. To invest in communities, you need to invest time and effort in it.
Definitely, definitely. So with our platform, we also focus on a few mandatory workflows between tenant, landlord, and the property manager. And then that already, let's say, drives adoption. But from the ESG perspective, we also research the impact of our platform on the Well, Grasp, and Bream, and within those frameworks, creating a central communication platform is an element where you can earn points.
Okay, yeah.
So if they hire an ESG expert, they sometimes already start advising the landlord, hey, you should start looking into this topic.
Yeah, because then you get more points for the for your accreditation. Yeah,
exactly. And then if you get more points, it will help you to attract financing.
Yeah.
That's one of the key drivers, I think, within real estate.
And then, of course, I can also imagine then when you implement it and you have like a good community, people will stay longer because they are more happy, like you mentioned. And if they stay longer, you save a lot of money also to find every new tenant.
Yeah, especially the cost to replace a tenant, or if you are looking at a commercial venue, attracting a new tenant, refurbishing. Yeah, those costs are very significant. So improving the tenant retention has a huge impact on the net operating income, and that's of course where they are looking into.
A little bit more dive into Channels. How many people have you now working at Channels?
At the moment, around 40. Generally we have a land and expand strategy. So a company, let's say an investor, will trust us maybe for 2-3 buildings to show off the value.
Yeah.
And then we expand towards their portfolio.
Yeah, so you start small and then you prove what you can do, and then they do a whole portfolio. Yeah.
And we, from the start, decide to have an in-house team of developers, so we can also quite quickly...
That's smart.
Implement new features, and we have a collaborative roadmap, so we have a lot of clients that give us input on the next new features. Make an impact.
So which kind of countries are you now active? Of course the Netherlands, because that's where you started, but which other countries are you doing? You mentioned Poland already.
Yeah, so within Western Europe we have a few markets that we really target proactively. For example, the Netherlands, Belgium, France, but also UK, and within CE we have a lot of countries that are using our tool. But also throughout Italy we have projects. So generally we work with a list of target accounts, so companies that can really benefit from our product, and we just start approaching them at these events. So.
But what are you looking for? What kind of people are you looking for that you know if we speak to these kind of people, they're going to start working with us? What do they need to have?
Yeah, generally we are looking at investors that own multi-tenant properties, and if they are also having in-house property management, the sales cycle is a little bit shorter.
Okay.
Like for example, a multi-corporation or an EPP or Wereldhave, they not only own the asset, but they also manage the asset. But we also work for companies like Bauinvest that have outsourced property management. But generally, they are active in multiple locations, multi-tenant
buildings
that we can make more impact than if it's a single tenant property, because the communication complexity is a lot lower.
So how is MIPIM for you so far?
I think I mentioned a half an hour ago that last year we were actually in the -1, and now we are
in the basement
up. That was the basement last year. And now we are part of Swiss Circle at Riviera 7, which is a place with quite some traffic, quite some people coming over.
So that's better for you.
A lot better, yeah. And we just made sure to have a lot of appointments up front as well.
Cool. So what is 2 more days probably for MIPIM? When are you going back? Thursday or Friday?
Friday early.
Staying till the end.
Yeah, staying till the end, exactly. Yeah.
So what is up next for you in a couple of days?
Yeah, a lot of appointments left. We will visit some of the network drinks, because a lot of people you met occasionally or by visiting the network drinks and by preparing a little bit who should we speak to at this event, and we just look up
where are they going
profile to see where they are at.
Yeah.
So we'll be a busy 2 days.
Busy 2 days, but the sun is shining, weather is good. So enjoy it, and hopefully MIPIM will be a success for you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here at Hollis. And of course, again, congratulations with the Global ESG Award. The one and only Dutch company that won an award this year. So well done. And hope to see you back in the Netherlands as well.
Thank you, for sure. Let's meet up.
Okay, thank you, Sander. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the RRBF podcast. Thank you again also Hollis for making these episodes possible, and I hope to see you all somewhere at an international trade show, and hopefully we create a better built world together. Bye for now.